Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unstoppable Stories Show with Terrence Leftridge, where we talk to ordinary people with unstoppable stories. Now here's your host, life accountability coach, Terrence Leftridge.
Hey, 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 it's an unstoppable day, and I am so glad to be talking to you via blogtalkradio.com, Facebook Live, and Periscope. You are listening and watching the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge. I'm your host, your life accountability coach, Terrence, the Unstoppable Coach Leftridge, and we welcome you in to the Unstoppable Story Show, where we're talking to ordinary people with unstoppable stories. It's another Tuesday night. It's another beautiful day. Hopefully, you've had a great day. Hopefully, you've had an unstoppable day, and that you've got a story that you want to share with the world. This platform, the Unstoppable Story Show, was created so that people just like you, ordinary people, can share their unstoppable stories, not just to have a platform to do that, but to help somebody else. You see, I believe I'm a vessel that was created by God, and He created this vision and this platform to allow people to come and share their stories, share their testimonies, so that they can not only entertain you, they can also motivate you and move you to the next level of your greatness. So we're glad that you're here tonight. I hope you got your favorite beverage in front of you. And I hope you got some pens, some papers, some recording devices, something where you can record this show and take notes, because our guest tonight is a powerhouse, and she is going to share some great tidbits of information that are going to make you laugh, that's going to make you think, and more importantly, that's going to move you to take action so that you can live your dreams, just like this small town girl is living her dreams. Hey, right, but before we get into our guest tonight, I want to thank our sponsors for the show. We've got a new sponsor for the show this week. It's Anthony Fonte Coaching. Anthony was our guest on the Unstoppable Story Show last week. And if you were listening to the show, you know that Anthony loves to help people find their new beginnings. He believes everybody deserves the opportunity to have a new beginning in life. And so we'll share his commercial later on in the show. But want to move forward with tonight's show. Want to let you know that I am truly thankful for each and every one of our guests that comes on the Unstoppable Story Show. They inspire me, and that's why I want to bring them on the show to inspire you. And we've got a guest just like that tonight. She is a powerful woman. She's a small town girl, but she's got big dreams. And she is showing us how to live, to love, to laugh, and to learn as we move on our journey, our unstoppable journey towards the next level of our greatness. She is the one, she is the only, Salandia Hammond, professionally known as Sue Ham. If you're watching on Facebook Live or on Periscope, you can see her picture on the screen in the background. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Sue from her bio, and then I'll tell you a little bit about Sue from what I know, because Sue, my God, you know, Sue is a mother, a veteran Marine, an author, a speaker, a playwright, and a director. Her body of work includes, but is not limited to, the Sue Ham TV show, the Sue Ham radio show, Flipping the Script stage play, and countless other performances that are about to come. But here's what I know about Sue. Sue is a lovely spirit. Sue will make you laugh, but Sue will make you think. I remember meeting her for the first time a little over 2 years ago. We were at a conference together, and along with our good friend Terry Clay out of Kentucky. And we were just sitting out, shooting the breeze, talking about life, talking about where we wanted to go with our careers. And Suham acquired some T-shirts for us. And the T-shirt said, "Think Bigger." And it's because of being around Suham and a host of other people that taught me how to think better and bigger that that's the reason why I walk around and I say that I am unstoppable each and every day. She is the person that will make the lowliest person feel like they are the king and queen that they were intended to be. And she is such a lovable, approachable person, even in all the greatness that has happened to her recently, from being a guest life coach on the Steve Harvey Show here in Chicago, to now having a role as the cast, as one of the cast members on the number one movie in America this week, the Almost Christmas, the movie by David E. Talbert. So without further ado and with much anticipation, we are going to reintroduce to some and introduce to others my friend from Kings Tree, South Carolina, Suelandia, Suham Baby Hammond. Sue, are you on the call?
Yes, baby. I'm here, man. How are you?
Oh, I am unstoppable. You know what the moniker says. How are you, sweetie?
Man, I'm feeling better, dude. I'm kicking this cold, and I'm just excited to be here to talk to you, such a phenomenal man who's sharing unbelievable stories to inspire the masses worldwide.
Well, you know, I am humbled and honored to always be around your presence because you are truly someone who is not just talking about her dreams, not someone who's dreaming about her dreams, but someone who is kicking her dreams and taking names, turning them into reality. So I appreciate you for taking the time out of your ever-growing busy schedule to spend some time here with us at the Unstoppable Story Show.
Of course, man. You know who you are? Dude. I wanted to say dog, but I got tongue-tied. But dog, you don't know who you are. I'm excited to be with you. Thank you for thinking enough of me to invite me on your show. I'm ready to have a funky good time, man.
All right, well, you know, we're going to rock and roll. Hey, and if you guys want to join the conversation, here's all you got to do. Dial in to 323-870-3764. That's 323-870-3764. If you got a question for Suham, if you got a comment for Suham, if you saw the movie this weekend, Almost Christmas, call us up and let us know what you thought about the movie. If you're watching on Facebook Live or Periscope, you can see Suham's picture in the background, the motivational and business speaker. But I'm going to let Suham take the stage right now, as she always does anyway, and tell us a little bit about you, Suham.
Well, thank you, Terrence, again. Again, I am from Williamsburg County, located here in King Street, South Carolina. So I'm from the woods, y'all, country girl. But, you know, hey, I grew up having big dreams, even though all I saw around me at the time was nothing but rural America. I still wanted to travel the world, still wanted to be on big stages and impact the lives of many. And thankfully, God is allowing me to do just that right now. Through the course of my life, I'm 42 years old. I've been blessed to have three beautiful kids, age 23, 19, and 7. And I've been able to write a book, write some e-books, been able to write, produce, and direct some stage plays, actually created my own TV show, The Suham Show, which aired on TV in North Carolina and South Carolina. We had it all over YouTube. I've become a motivational speaker and a marketer and just a lot of different things, man. But I tell you, as well as a life coach. But I got to tell you, it's just a fun ride, just discovering the new gifts and talents that God has given me and just finally getting to a place in my life where I no longer allow fear to paralyze me from living my dreams. So it's a great life right now. It's a great ride. And I'm telling you, I am enjoying every moment of it.
Wow. Talking to Suelandia Hammond, affectionately known as Suham, baby. She is one of the cast members.
Yeah.
of Almost Christmas, the number one movie in America right now, and she's telling us her unstoppable story. So we know a little bit about where you are right now, but let's go back. Let's go back to how you transformed from Solandia Hammond into who we affectionately call you today, Sue Ham Baby. Tell us about that small town girl and did she always dream those big dreams?
Well, I'm gonna be quite honest with you. Yeah, I mean, as far as I can go back, I always tell people I remember being 5 years old and just writing my name and saying that I'm gonna be famous. And I always remember wanting to be an actress. I never said actress. I always said actor. I always wanted to be an actor, be on the movies. I wanted people to just flock to the movie theaters and see me, right, and just enjoy my performance. And it was so much so that I would be in my room, you know, just grabbing whatever I could grab and pretending it was an Oscar or an award and just, you know, pretending I was at a makeshift microphone podium and just saying, I want to thank God. I want to thank my parents, you know, for this award, because as a child, even up into my teenage years, I saw myself actually winning awards for doing what I really love to do, which is acting. Now, at the time, that's all I ever wanted to do was just act, perform, dance. You know, I never saw myself writing or directing, producing anything. And again, the dream was very vivid, very strong, and I knew that I was going to live this. Now, until I got into my teenage years, and that's when I adopted that philosophy of fear. And the funny thing is, I opted for a plan B, which was to join the United States Marine Corps. And to many people, my plan B appeared to be my plan A. That's because I made it seem like, oh, I'm just ecstatic to be going to the Marine Corps, because I was simply afraid to live my dreams. I didn't want to go to college. Quite frankly, my parents didn't have the money figured. Hey, since I can't act and dance or something like that, then the next best thing is to join the military, get paid, and travel. And so that's what I did.
Did you find at that time that you were giving up on that dream because of some failures you had had at doing it, or did you just give up on it because it wasn't moving as fast as you wanted it to go?
I hadn't really had failures at that time, because at the time I was 17 years old. It was just one of those things where it was like, oh, I'm about to get out of high school now. At that time, again, I'm 42 years old, so we're talking back in 1992. At that time, you know, there was no Atlanta. There was no social media. The internet was really kind of like just popping off, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was like if I didn't live in New York or L.A., the mindset was, oh, you're not going to make it. And I was like, man, I don't have the money to go to New York or L.A. I can't get into Juilliard. I can't go to UCLA, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, I was faced with what I thought was my reality, which was, listen, you just need to go and just get a job and leave this acting thing alone. Plus, you know, I was getting a little feedback that that wasn't really a real job. That's not what real people do. You know, around here, you either go to college, you get a job, or you go into the military. And so for me, I opted to go into the military.
So is Williamsburg County, is there like a lot of military bases there? Is that like the culture in that county?
Let me paint the picture about Williamsburg County. Williamsburg County is a county that is very big in landmass because it's like more farmland. It's considered the poorest county in the state of South Carolina. So to answer your question short answer, no, we have no military bases here. In order to get to any type of good eateries or entertainment, we are in our car driving anywhere from 45 minutes to 2 hours easily.
Wow.
Easily.
Okay. So there wasn't much of a world to see when you were growing up, huh?
No, it wasn't, but thank God for imagination. And like Einstein said, imagination is everything. It's more important than knowledge. Imagination was my preview to what was to come. And as I was growing up, I loved to read. And, you know, I really believe that we are pre-built with vision. And so because I believe that I was pre-built, that God had a plan for me, he put the thoughts into my head that I was going to travel the world. I was going to act and be on stages and entertain people. So with me reading and just sitting there and being outside barefoot and running in the fields and stuff, I always just saw myself doing huge things, even though when I looked around, there were nothing but trees or tobacco fields or cotton fields or cucumber fields, you know what I'm saying? But for me, I always saw big, bright lights with millions of people watching me. That's what I saw.
Wow, I love it. And, you know, there's something to be said for that back-in-the-day type of situation because, you know, in today, in our microwave communities and societies and where everything is instantaneous and everything seems to be fed to us either by social media or by the media of TV and film, where you don't really either need your imagination or you lose the desire to have an imagination because everything is so spoon-fed to you.
Yeah.
I think that's what's missing in our youth and in our adults as well today. We lack an imagination, and we're waiting for someone to give us something instead of dreaming and imagining what we could have for ourselves. Do you notice that where you are too?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think a lot of people have given up on dreaming. You know, they just like, okay, I'm settling because this is what I have. This is it. It's not going to get any better. So why dream about it? Why even try to envision a better life? Why why use my imagination to see better for me? And in my opinion, it's because they feel that way because they're not taught the right way. If you were taught, like Einstein said, that imagination is the preview of life's coming attraction, then you would know that if you could see it in your mind's eye and you can feel it and believe it, then baby, it is going to manifest. And so we would have more people sitting down and using their imagination if they knew that that's how you bring things into existence. But because a lot of people don't know that, which, you know, lack of knowledge, lack of vision is why people perish. That's why a lot of people are perishing. That's why a lot of dreams are not coming true. That's part of the reason. The other reason is people don't really want to put forth the work. They feel a sense of entitlement, like it's just supposed to be given to them just like that.
All right, well, hold the phone because she's going to start hitting us with her life coach hat in a second. So we want to just bring you back, just a little bit. So 17, you had this imagination, but now you were graduating from high school and real life was about to kick in. So you kicked in your plan B, which was the military. So what branch did you end up going to?
Well, you know, I believe you got to join the best. So I had to join the United States Marine Corps.
Oh, okay.
I had to join the Corps. That was not even an option.
What was I thinking, huh? Yeah, but you know, everybody considers, well, most people consider, let me correct that. Seems though I used to work with veterans all day, every day for 3 years. Everybody would seem to say that the Marine Corps, toughest branch of military, even for men. So tell us about that, being a woman going into the toughest branch of the military at the age of 17, 18.
Well, you know, of course it was challenging, but I have to be very honest with you. With my upbringing, we were brought up to not run away from challenges. We were brought up to face them, man, be problem solvers, to use our brains, use our mind, work together. And again, when you grow up in the hot Carolina sun and you outside and you picking cucumbers and you working in the fields and you got to stay outside and play all day, you know, and then you have a father, God rest my father's soul, but he was a drill sergeant in the Army, and he served time in Vietnam. He was also a drill sergeant of the year. So when you got a father who was a drill sergeant who is constantly in your face barking orders and a strict disciplinarian, the Marine Corps was a piece of pie. You know what I'm saying? It was my...
What'd you say? The Marine Corps didn't have nothing on your daddy, huh?
Yeah, he had nothing on him. He was King Kong. And
okay.
The Marine Corps didn't have nothing on him. I'm trying to tell you. It was the only thing that was intimidating for me, and I put this in my book, Don't Quit, Follow Your Dreams, was swimming. Because I had an experience when I was a child, I thought I was drowning. And so I was afraid of the water. But because I was more so afraid of failing, get this, this is the funny part. I was more so afraid of failing boot camp and getting recycled and sent home a failure, I pushed past the fear and actually passed swim qual. But isn't that ironic? Because I didn't push past the fear to achieve my dreams. You know what I'm saying? As an
right.
actor, but yet I pushed past the fear to become a Marine.
Oh, my. That is a powerful statement. That is definitely a powerful statement. We've got some people in the Facebook Live chat room. We've got Maureen Victory is Mine Bobo checking in. We got Kimberlyn Burks checking in. Well, I think we got a couple of your friends. Elaine Kennedy is checking in, saying hi, Sue. And she said,
what's
so
up?
True. So true, Terrence. I think God is using Sue to wake up or stir up a lot of imaginations and dreams again, inspiring in spite of their circumstances. So thanks for that comment,
wow.
Elaine. And Patty Ann Taylor said, Sue Ham, baby!
What's up, y'all, Elaine and Patty?
Yeah, so thank you guys for commenting in the Facebook Live room. And again, if you want to share a comment or if you want to join the conversation on the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Lefteridge and our guest, Salandia Hammond, you can dial in to 323-870-3764. 323-870-3764. So, how long were you in the Marines, and then what was the next stage of the Sue Ham experience after the Marines?
I was in the Marine Corps for almost 9 years, man, 8 years, 10 months, and it came to the point where I said, I got to go.
Okay.
because here's the thing that people got to understand. Well, they ain't got to understand, but I always tell people I don't try to force my ideology on you. What I do is I share my journey with you, and you can take the good, the bad, and the ugly. Take what you need. It's like, you know, eat the meat and spit out the bone. So people, when I was getting out the Marine Corps, right, that I was leaving because it was now time for me to pursue my dream, that I needed, and I told them, man, I'll never forget, because they gave me my going away party, they gave me my plaque, and they let me speak, and I said, you remember my name, for it is going to be famous. You understand me? I am going to be in movies. I'm going to be doing stage plays. I'm going to be doing everything. Because, you see, I realized that even though I was trying to run away from my dreams, right, when God
right.
put something in you, you know, and I did a video on this, when God put something in you, it's just like gas. It's going to start stirring up, making you uncomfortable until you get it out. Come on, somebody.
Tell him.
You're going to get the bubble gut, and the only way that you're going to get comfortable is to release it. So that's how I feel about the dreams that he puts in each and every one of us. We will never be comfortable. We will never be satisfied until we release those dreams that he puts in us. So I'm telling everybody, remember my name, because I'm going to go live my dreams. And man, at that moment, I believed that. You understand me? But when I
yeah.
left, I went and got a freaking job. I got a job, man.
Oh, man. But you know what? That is so true of many people in life. You know, you said that he puts that burning desire inside of you. I say that he gives you your purpose, and he buries it so deep inside of you for a reason. Because if he told you what your purpose was on the day you was born, after the doctor spanked you on the backside and you hollered, then there would be nothing to look forward to. There would be nothing to work towards. There would be nothing to explore. So he put it in a place where you couldn't easily find it, and that's deep inside your heart. And as your heart beats, and as your heart grows, and as your heart gets broken, then the pieces of your purpose get a chance to spill out into your consciousness. And then you finally find out what your purpose is. But, you know, we can find our purpose. We can even scream our purpose. We can even yell our purpose, remember my name. But if we don't believe our purpose, then we end up going to get a job and living somebody else's dream. Come on, Sue Ham.
Come on now. You know, and the thing about it, Terrence, is I wholeheartedly believed it when I said it that day. But when I stepped out, what happened was I took off the coat of belief and I put on the garment of doubt. I put on the garment of self-imposed limitation. I put on the garment of fear. I put on the garment of I don't deserve this. I put on the garment of familiarity. And so familiarity was for me to be comfortable. I had to go back to working because that's what I had grown accustomed to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand. It's so easy to go back to what we know, even if what we know isn't what is for us. You know, I tell
right.
the story that we all have our comfort zone. We all have that room in our minds that where we are comfortable, whether it's our situation, whether it is our bad relationship, whether it is our I can't stand getting up going to my job, whether it is this car that I know I need to get rid of, but it's the only thing I can afford. We get comfortable in that room. But oh, God is a funny God because he knows you're not going to get up off that couch in your room. You're not going to stop watching that TV. So what he does is he starts pushing the walls closer and closer to you. And then that
Absolutely.
Wall knocks over that TV. And then you say, hey, I was tired of watching TV anyway. Let me pick up this book. And then he pushes the wall even further. And then it knocks over the coffee table. Hey, well, you know what? I didn't like that coffee table anyway. I'm just going to lay down here on the couch. And then he pushes
Absolutely.
The wall off the couch. And then you got to jump off the couch. But see, you ain't set. You still are comfortable even in that space. You've lost some things.
Absolutely.
You feel so comfortable in the things that you've lost that you're afraid to go to the things that he has planned for you. But God keeps pushing
yeah.
that wall. He keeps pushing that wall till the only place you can go is to that door called opportunity. And we're afraid of that opportunity, Sam, but the only thing that makes us go and open the door of opportunity is the fact that the walls are closing in on us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of times we have to be suffocated, you know.
Yeah.
Not literally, of course, figuratively.
Yes.
But sometimes you do feel like it's literal, you know, because you feel like, well, I'm not going to say you. I'm not even going to project that onto you or your listeners. I'm going to speak on my behalf. I felt like I was dying. I felt like a zombie. Because I was going to a job that I literally hated with every fiber of my body. And because of that, it started to break down my body physically. And then mentally, I was being drained. I would come home and my kids would get to the point where they didn't even really like me being in the house. I didn't want anybody around me. I turned into a monster. It got to the point where my family was like, are you at the job? Because, you know, I would call in because I didn't want to go in. They were like, we can
right.
tell when you've been at the job because you're just like a totally different person. And I was. I didn't like who I was becoming. I was like I was an evil monster because somebody else held the key to my dreams. And I was feeling like I got to live this way because I can't live my dreams because I got too many obligations. But then I remember having this coming to Jesus moment, and I had several moments that led me to leave my job. But I remember being on the floor crying, snot bubbles all everywhere, hyperventilating, and being really angry with God and just saying, you know, if you gave me these talents, you should provide a play, an opportunity for me to be able to use them. If you didn't want me to use these gifts, then why would you even give them to me? And I clearly remember the thought in my head, which this is how God speaks to me, saying, I gave you the gifts. Now it's up to you to do something with them. And that to me was a pivotal moment because it made me say to myself, oh my goodness, I have everything in me to accomplish what I desire, but I've been sitting here waiting. You know, again, we tend to feel like I'm entitled to something, but I've been sitting here waiting for an opportunity when I have everything I need inside of me to create the opportunity. Come on, somebody, to create those dreams that I had as a child. And from that moment on, man, though it was scary, though it's been a long road, though it's been challenging, I've never looked back. I was like, I'm stepping out. I'm stepping out and I'm going to pursue my dreams no matter what. Now, has it been challenging? Yes. Have I had to file bankruptcy? Yes. Have I lost my house? Yes. I've lost my rental properties that I own? Yes. Did I lose my vehicles? Yes. Did I have negative bank accounts? Yes. Yay. I can really stand tall and say that the end justify the means. And let me tell you something else. When I look at biblical figures, when I look at figures in the community today, when I look at successful millionaires and billionaires, they went through worse than what I went through, but look at where they are today. And let me say this, your money does not define your success, because even when I look at somebody in the community who may not be well known to the rest of the world, but the fact is they're living successful, they had to go through ups and downs. So I don't know why I felt like I had to be exempt from that. I felt like I should just, boom, be on the mountaintop. When the truth of the matter is, you're going to have valley experiences. You're going to have challenges. And that's the only way to grow, is to grow through those things. Grow through it. And if you don't learn the lesson, then you're going to repeat the lesson. It's just like in school. If you don't make the grade, if you don't score high enough, you got to repeat the grade. So it's no different in life. When you go through your challenges, your valley experiences, if you don't grow through it, learn from it, then you're going to repeat those same lessons over and over again. So once I came to the reality that I was no different than anybody else, that I was going to have ups and downs, but the race is not given to the swift, but it's given to the one who endures to the end. When I understood what consistency meant, when I understood what faith meant, when I understood what being persistent meant, when I understood what being putting in work meant and actually did it, that's when my life began to change. When I understood it's not on my time, it's going to happen. All I got to do is keep my head down, keep working. It's gonna happen. Otherwise, God would be a liar. And from what I'm told, that's not even possible. So therefore, it's gonna happen.
Oh, I love it. I love this woman. You guys, you are listening to and watching the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Lefferidge and my guest tonight, the phenomenal Sue Ham, baby. We are gonna continue.
I love the way you say that.
I love you, girl, and our audience is loving you as well. We're going to shout out the audience after we come back on the other side of this commercial break. We got to pay the bills because Sue Ham ain't free, y'all. So you are listening to the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Lefters, blogtalkradio.com/unstoppablestories. And you are watching us on Facebook Live and Periscope. We'll see you in a couple of seconds. We're going to pay some bills, talk to some of our sponsors. So stay tuned to the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Lefteridge.
If you've got an unstoppable story, then the Unstoppable Story Show is looking for you. Email us at Terrence@unstoppablecoaching.com to get an interview for your unstoppable story. The Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Lefteridge. Ordinary people, unstoppable stories. Hey, did you know it's never too late to have a new beginning in life? That's what Anthony Fonte of Anthony Fonte Coaching believes. His goal is to add more value to you than you ever thought was possible so that you could know what it's like to have your new beginning in life. Anthony Fonte Coaching at TonyFonteCoaching.com will help you learn how to walk in your new beginning. To schedule a discovery session with Anthony Fonte Coaching, just go to Tony, T-O-N-Y, at TonyFonte.com. That's Tony at TonyFonte.com.
All right, we are back. We are back with the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Lefters and our guest, Sulandia Hammond, Sue Ham Baby, as we affectionately call her. So, you guys, I want to just let you know that the holidays are coming, and why wait till Black Friday to get that special gift for the person that you love? The Unstoppable Coaching Package is available for you. You can get our world-class selling t-shirt, I Am Unstoppable, where you can show everybody just by seeing them watch you walk by that not only are they unstoppable, but you are unstoppable too. And you can also get a copy of my latest book, You Are Unstoppable, 11 Key Attributes to Living an Unstoppable Life, as well as the collaborative book from the Men of Vision called The Power of Collaboration, where we show you how to use collaboration instead of competition to get to the next level of your greatness. You can get these two books plus the t-shirt along for $35. Get it right now, $35. You get both books as well as the I Am Unstoppable t-shirt, the bundle package, and we'll mail them out to you or anywhere in the country for any of your gifts for the holiday season. All you have to do is reach out to us at Terrence@UnstoppableCoaching.com. Again, that's Terrence@UnstoppableCoaching.com. We also have some Reign in Your Unstoppable Purpose t-shirts from the conference that we just had here in Chicago. Reign in Your Unstoppable Purpose, where you're telling the world that you know what your purpose is and you're not going to be stopped in making that purpose a reality. You're not going to just be thinking about your purpose. You're going to be reigning in your purpose. And then as part of our special package, ask us about how you can get your I Am Unstoppable tote bag, where we can send this to you, as well as the books and the shirt, all in the I Am Unstoppable tote bag. If you want more information about these great packages, then just email us at Terrence@UnstoppableCoaching.com. Well, we're back with Sue Ham, and if you're watching on Facebook Live or Periscope, I've got Sue Ham Entertainment up on the screen. This is her website. This is where you can find out everything that's going on in the world of Sue Ham. And trust me, it's a wide, wide world. She talks about her appearances. She has her blog on there. You can talk about consulting with her. You can talk about being a part of her membership group, her School to Success coaching program. You can invite her to come speak at your next event. All you have to do is go to successwithsueham.com. So, Sue, tell us about, you told us about how you started dreaming big at a young age. You told us about how you put that dream on hold and you were in the Marine Corps for 8.5 years, but then you had a little talk with Jesus, told him about your problems, had on your mind, and he told you he'd given you the gifts long time ago. Now it was up to you to use them. So tell us what Sue Ham did with all those gifts once she had that little talk with Jesus.
Man, I got back into writing. I started writing stage plays. I started writing some books. I started being a speaker. And see, here's the thing, man. Like I said, Terrence, when I grew up, when I was growing up with my dreams, all I saw myself doing was being on the stage, entertaining people. I didn't know exactly what, but I always knew that I would be in movies as well. So I started getting busy because, again, in rural South Carolina, Williamsburg County, we don't have industry personnel coming around here saying, would you like to be in a movie? Would you like to be in a stage play? So I got busy creating the things that I wanted to be a part of. So I wanted to be a speaker and inspire people. So I started speaking and creating my own seminars and events. I wanted to act and put other actors on stage. So I started writing, producing, and directing my own stage plays. I wanted to create a book, you know, leave a lasting memory, a legacy. So I self-taught myself how to publish and how to put together a book. And the thing about it was, once I stopped looking for people to just give me something, once I stopped handing myself excuses and just started being a problem solver, which was the way I grew up, you know, and creating opportunities, that's when the doors began to open. You know, that's when things started to happen. I started getting real big on social media, using YouTube, pulling out my picture camera phone and doing videos on Facebook, and they started going viral. People started to notice me. They wanted me to speak. People wanted me to come and host their events because I'm not tooting my own horn, but God blessed me with a really great ability to host, and I love hosting. And so my name started going around once I became faithful to my gift, once I started to, you know, make room for my gifts because I had put them on the shelf and they got dusty. But once I took them down and dusted them off and made room for them, my gifts then began to make room for me. You know, stuff that I started putting up, people were connecting with me. They were like, man, I love your personality. I love your energy. They started sharing my stuff. I started creating T-shirt lines. They started buying my T-shirt. I started creating motivational speeches. They started buying that. I was like, my God. Then they started bringing me in to speak. Then it was like, okay, Sue, I want you to teach me how to do what you do. So I created the Sue Ham School of Success. And then people started enrolling in my online school. And then back to the videos, you know, I had a plethora of videos, being motivational videos, business videos, comical videos, or educational videos. And they all started going viral to the point where I'll never forget. I was on my way headed to church, and I was doing a beatboxing video. And I was like, yo, I was like, something's telling me to do this video and put it out. And I put the video out. And the funny thing is I put the video out, and people laughed at it, but it didn't go viral instantly. And I hope people that are listening catch this. A year before that video actually went viral, what happened was something said, share the video again. So I shared the video a year later. Sean Kingston saw the video, put it on his page, and from there the video went viral. It went to World Star Hip Hop, and then it ultimately ended up on BET Worldwide on the show Experiment. And
wow.
And that was their first show. Yeah, it was crazy. They were launching that show. It was their first show, and I actually happened to be on their first show. So, you know, and the two things I learned from that, Terrence, is always go with your gut. When you get that inkling, that urge, that your mind tells you to do something, do it. And number two, you may not benefit from it immediately, but just hang on in there. Something is going to materialize a little bit later on down the road. Everything is not microwavable. You don't get it instantaneous all the time.
Oh, wow. You know what? And let me throw two more points out there with you. The one thing, and one that what you just said about the microwave, a good friend of mine, Dr. Ed Womack, who he writes in his book, his latest book, Life is a Rebound, he talks about the B in rebound says, bake it, don't microwave it. And what he means in that is that there are things in life that you will want quickly. You will want to throw it in the microwave and set it for a minute and hope that it comes out right. But it's nothing like when you put something in the stove and you turn on the stove and you let it bake and you let the stove and you let the ingredients and you let the dish do what it's supposed to do. If you bake it instead of microwaving it, it may take a little bit longer, but it's going to take a whole lot better. So I love how you said that. And then the other thing that every time I hear you tell that story about the beatbox video and being picked up by Sean Kingston, the rap star, is that everybody who's watching on Facebook Live right now or everybody who's listening on Blog Talk Radio right now, hear me when I say it only takes one person to make a difference in your life. Only takes one. See, we spend so much time wanting to talk to the masses, wanting to help everybody, wanting to be seen in front of thousands of people, when all we want is be seen by one. And if that one person is the right person, if that one person is the person that you were destined to help, if that one person is the person that you are authentically serving, if that one person is the person that you are walking, talking, and living your purpose for, that person is going to give you the abundance of your dreams going forward. That's what I get from that beatbox video and that one person 1 year later, and now look at you now. I don't have enough time on this show to talk about everything that Sue Ann Baby is doing now because of that one person.
Yeah, it's crazy because after Sean shared it, Tay Diggs shared it, Lenny Williams shared it, you know, the man that says, I love you, Queen of Comedy, Adele Gibbons, she shared it. It was crazy. And then from there, I appeared on Bravo TV hosting Queen Brooklyn's Thicker Than Water and Hair Expo. So that was a blessing again on TV again, you know, like a month later, worldwide for that. And then it just kept getting bigger and bigger. And then I met Mr. David E. Talbert. Oh, my God, my life really changed, I'll tell you. If you don't, you know, and I'm not trying to steer your interview, Terrence, but I'm just saying, I'm just letting people know that, you know, I have been putting in work for years. In 2011, I actually lost the house that I lived in and had to move into somebody else's house, which was three times smaller because I decided to take some money that I had came into and put it into a stage production. And so now when these blessings are rolling in, we're in 2016. That happened in 2011. So when these blessings are rolling in 5 years later, it lets me know, again, it's not microwavable, but it also lets me know that as long as I stay consistent, keep the faith, believe, and work, and be persistent, that God is going to reward me. My gifts are going to make room for me. So you're talking about the video going to BET, then being afforded the opportunity to be on Bravo TV, Thicker Than Water, hosting Queen Brooklyn's event. Then from there, meeting Mr. David E. Talbert. And this man is just phenomenal. He's done three major movies. You may have heard of them, First Sunday, Baggage Claim, and now the new movie that's out, Almost Christmas. But he's also an award-winning playwright, and all of his plays make it to BET. He's traveled the world with his stage plays. And so meeting David Talbert, going to his seminar and investing in myself, and for him to say, now get this now, for him to say to me when I auditioned for him, you have blown me away. To hear that, guys, in my 40s, okay, to hear him say that when I knew that that was a childhood dream of mine was to basically get to Hollywood, to be able to get into a movie, and now to be standing in front of a writer, a producer, and for him to say that he liked my work, I hit the floor. My knees buckled. I collapsed, and I just started boo-hoo crying because it was like, for me, I had gotten to that pivotal point in my life that I was waiting for, and I knew from that moment on that my life would never be the same. I knew that because God had afforded me a glimpse of what my future was going to be like. And so from that moment on, other things just started happening in my life. You know, the Steve Harvey Show. I got to be a part of the Steve Harvey Show. Then David put me in his movie, which was released 11/11/2016. And I'm excited to say it's the number one comedy in America. So my first movie is the number one movie.
and you know what? You know, I'm sorry. It's my show, so you know I gotta be a little braggadocious about all this. You met David Talbert where?
Chi-Town, baby, Chicago.
Chi-Town, baby, and you were on the Steve Harvey Show where?
Chicago, baby, and guess what?
And guess what?
To come back tomorrow because I'm taping the Steve Harvey Show on Thursday. They want me to come back. They called me. You can't tell me God ain't good.
Yes. So not only is she the cast of the number one comedy in America right now, Almost Christmas, now she is the two-time guest on the Steve Harvey Show. So, you know, I like
come
to
on
say
somebody.
That. You know, Mr. Unstoppable has something to do with the greatness that is Sue Ham now, baby, because she was in my town, Chi-Town, and because I remember when you came here to audition to the David Talbert's this, and this is the first time he had did it, and he decided to take it. He didn't do it in Hollywood. He didn't do it in Florida. He came to Chi-Town. And this is a message for somebody who's watching, and, you know, I'm not to steal your thunder again. You probably was going to say this a little bit later, but I need to say this because, you know, someone that I work with, his niece, wants to be an actress too. She's 19, 20, 22 right now. And she decided the only way that was going to happen for her is to pack her bags and go to Hollywood. Now, that's some old school thinking because, like Suham said earlier, you know, back in the 90s, before there was the internet and before there was social media, that was true. In order for you to live that dream, you had to leave your town and go to where the people are. But now, in 2016, you don't have to do that. There are more stars being created outside of Hollywood than there are inside of Hollywood. It's
and
possible.
Terrence, can I say something real
go
quick?
Go ahead.
Again, and I state this, again, when you look up Williamsburg County in the state of South Carolina, which is where I live, is considered the poorest county. And I state that emphatically, and I state that over and over, because all of my blessings happen to me right where I am, right here in Williamsburg County. So when I got out of the military, I came back home, and God has been blessing me right here. So I say that to say this. As long as you have the internet, you got God, you got belief, you got faith, you're reaching out, you're continuously producing. I like to say pushing. You're pushing. A lot of people say pray until something happens. Well, that's good, but I also want you to produce until something happens.
Okay.
Because
okay.
As long as you are producing and praying, you're pushing, then let me tell you something. If you're using that internet, somebody is going to take notice because, as Oprah said, excellence does not go unnoticed. So I just wanted to throw that out there that I'm being blessed right here in a place that people turn their backs on.
Yes, yes, yes. I so much agree with that. We are coming down to the end of the hour, the end of the show. I'm telling you, I could talk to Suham all day long, not because she's funny, not because she's country, as I like to say, but because she is so real, and she will give you the information that you need to have to live your dreams, to live, laugh, love, and learn all at the same time. I'm checking just to see if we've got any. Okay, so no. We've got some comments in the Facebook Live. Again, Muriel Golden Brown Sumter, she's talking about Triple P, producing, praying, and pushing. Thank you, Muriel, for joining us on Facebook Live. We've got Inyanita Leon. Thank you, Inyanita, for being on the broadcast on Facebook Live. Elaine Kennedy said, amen. She said, congratulations. To God be the glory. Sylvia Lewis,
awesome.
God is good. Go, Suham, baby. Yes, yes, yes. We've got Erica Fulton Williams. Suham is awesome. Well, you know, I'm kind of okay, too. All right, no. So thank you all for watching us on Facebook Live. And those of you who are listening on blogtalkradio.com/unstoppablestories, this has been a great hour with a phenomenal, I'm not going to even say up and coming actor anymore. This girl has arrived. You may not have known her name before tonight,
wow.
But I guarantee, take a look. Watch me. Watch her. She's going to be all over your TVs, all over your movie screens, all over your red carpets. This girl is unstoppable. So, Suham, why don't you tell them how they can get in contact with you if they want to have a deeper conversation with you, if they want to participate in your coaching or be a part of your membership group, how can they get in contact with you?
Listen, guys, you can definitely go to the website at suham.com. You see my blog post where I detail my journey to the red carpet in California for the premiere of the movie Almost Christmas. It is still out. I need y'all to go and see it. You can find out about my school, again, at suham.com. You can find out about any and everything at suham.com. Connect with me on social media at suhambaby. That's on Twitter and Instagram. And on Facebook, it is Sue Ham. So that's what you need, SueHam.com in your life, baby.
So leave them with the last powerful motivating word from you.
I just got to say, you know, everything is possible to him or her who believes. God knows the plan that he had for you, and it wasn't for you to fail. It was totally for you to prosper. So if you came here already with a predestined plan, then all you got to do, baby, is fulfill it. All you got to do is step up to it. And what that means is you got to remember who you are, remember whose you are, and who you are is a confident, powerful, deserving, smart, intelligent, gifted, and equipped individual who was sent here to shine bright like a diamond, to shine bright like a freaking diamond. So once you remember that and get about the business of living your purpose and getting in alignment with the plan that God has for you, you will become an So, baby, I want to encourage you to live, love, learn, and laugh. And don't quit, y'all. Follow your dreams to success. Who am I? I'm just a dreamer who made things a reality. I am Salandia Hammond, a.k.a. Sue Hell, baby, also known as your thug motivator.
Love it, love it, love it. Sue Ham, baby, Salandia Hammond, small town girl with some big dreams. Thank you so much for sharing your unstoppable story on the Unstoppable Story Show. Oh, I love you. I love you to life, girl. Love you to life. Thank you.
Same here, brother. Thank you. Anytime you want me on, just reach out. I'll be there. I won't charge you so much next time.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm gonna have to get my movie roll down to pay you to come back on. Thank you.
Oh,
that is
love you, Terrence.
Love you too. That's Salandia Hammond, as affectionately known as Sue Ham, baby. Well, you know what? That's our time here on the Unstoppable Story Show. But as always, I want to leave you with an unstoppable thought for the week. You heard Sue Ham say these four things, and she says them all the time. She wants you to live, to love, to learn, and to laugh. And I want to echo that comment with you. I want you to live your life because you only get one, and you need to live your best life. Why? Because it's the only one you get. And then I want you to love life. Why? Because there's so much about life to love. If you learn to let your life bake and not microwave your life, if you learn how to let the world work and let your life work and let your light shine, then you can love the life that God gave to you. And then I want you to learn how to learn from life. See, every day is an opportunity for you to learn. Every day is an opportunity for you to find your purpose. Every day is an opportunity for you to get fed by your purpose. And it's an opportunity for you to fulfill your purpose. But there's things that you've got to learn first. It's not going to happen overnight. You know what? Every overnight success didn't happen overnight. And that's important for you to know. But then finally, learn how to laugh at life. Laugh at the down times in life. Laugh at the up times in life. If you laugh, no matter how bad life is, you're automatically going to feel a little bit better. So I want you to live, love, learn, and laugh at life. And I want you, as Salandia has been doing, I want you to dream big. Aim high and believe in the impossible, because it's one thing I know. If you never, ever, ever settle for less, you can't help but be unstoppable. I want to hear your story. I want you to be our guest on the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge. Reach out to me at terrence@unstoppablecoaching.com. Let me hear your story, and you too could be the next guest on the Unstoppable Story Show, where we're talking to ordinary people doing unstoppable things to live their life on the next level. Hey, I don't want you guys to just have a great week. I want you to have an unstoppable week. And here's to living your life on the next level. Take care.